The smooth sound of John Mayer on your radio station. Love on the Weekend is the name of the track. But seeing that we are very far away from the weekend still, let's dive into a topic that is much more relevant today. International celebration of the profession that is biokinetics. And I am joined in studio by a biokineticist, Matt Payne. How are you? Give me a second. Something's going on there. There we go. You're dialed up and tuned in.
Yeah, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you for making time in your day today. I understand that the diary of a biokineticist is ever fluctuating. So thanks for coming in and sharing a little bit more about your profession today.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. It's always a privilege to be here.
I found it quite contradictory when I saw that it is International Biokinetics Week this week, but biokinetics is not necessarily an internationally recognized profession, is it?
No, it's on the verge. So we're establishing places like in London and Germany, but it's something that's growing and it's kind of evolving into its own thing.
Yeah.
And because it's such a young field and it's such a great field that it's kind of evolving into this new health speciality, and it's gaining ground as the years go by.
Okay.
So it'll be quite exciting to see where it's going to go in like the next 5 years.
That must be very exciting to be a young person in a young profession. And because it is so small still, you have quite a bit of influence over the profession and where it's going. As I understand, you've got 6 years experience as a bio, and have you seen a tremendous change within your 6 years?
Oh, massive. So biokinetics is now, it started off, you know, second phase, final phase rehab, but now it's climbed into high performance sports.
Okay.
It's now finding its way with medical aids like Discovery and Momentum.
Yeah.
Kind of gaining a lot of ground there. And now also, you know, because of preventative medicine and what it is, biokinetics just falls in so well there. So we have like the obesity crisis and the diabetic crisis. Biokinetic also fits in there, as well as just post-operative stuff.
Really?
And, you know, the healthier someone could be, that's always going to be the optimal aim of sport medicine and rehabilitation. And biokinetics has got this knack of just falling into the kind of like the gaps that's kind of been there from medicine in the last, let's say, 50 years.
Yeah. So touching on, like you said, it is a preventative medicine, and a lot of people are going more the conservative route. But I would like to bring it back to what you said there about how it really fills in that gap with lifestyle diseases. I didn't necessarily realize that bios play a big role in that. Can you elaborate?
Yes. So your lifestyle commodity diseases like diabetes, like cholesterol, build up, which eventually leads to plaque in the heart and cause like strokes and heart failure, like that can all be preventative. You know, and as in biokinetics, we come from that point where let's get more physically active.
Yeah.
Let's start looking at the all-round approach of your lifestyle. Are you sitting too much? You know, maybe let's not have fast food every night.
Yeah.
You know, let's start taking a look at the movements of the body. And, you know, the heart is that ever-beating muscle, but it needs help. And that's where exercise literally comes in.
So, listening to those points, you know, a more well-known profession is maybe personal training that could touch on those very same points. But what makes a biokineticist different?
So, we very much come from a niche of movement. So, what biokinetics, it separates us from everyone is that postural analysis.
Okay.
So that postural movements, but it not just in a standing posture.
Mm.
It could be in your running gaits. It could be in like, for example, like someone who wants to get into rugby. It's a completely different type of posture.
Okay.
Someone who sits at their desk all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's become their posture. Unfortunately, that causes problems. So then we bring it back to where biokinetics comes in, and they reestablish the posture.
Okay.
So it's counteractive preventative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings the human body back to its natural state where it was actually supposed to be.
Wow.
Losing range. For example, if you lose range in your hip from the age of 25, you're predisposed for hip replacement later on. That can be prevented.
Wow.
Yeah, and biokinetics, it's something very, you know, every bio knows. Let's take a look at, you know, posture, shoulders, hips. And little things like that, you know, we do every day. It makes a huge difference to the patients that we see. And not just today, next year, but in the coming 40 years of their life.
And people really do need to be thinking in terms of longevity. I'm a contributor to Life and Style magazine, and I recently wrote an article. It's to be published in the next issue, but apparently, and I found this stat quite confounding, apparently the first people who will live to 150 years old have already been born. They're walking this earth today. So
yeah, I can believe that.
I mean, if you're telling me that I could be predisposed to issues with my hips from as young as 25 and I can start doing something about it, and I'm going to live to 150.
Great.
Gosh, that's a long time to suffer. And yeah, if biokinetics can form part of my regular workout routine, because that's how you'd go about your services, right? I would come and exercise with you, and your exercise prescription is pretty much what makes you different. You're very scientific and methodical about this.
Yeah, and very clinical. You know, it comes from a point of view, if you're kind of sitting all day, we know what's happening to you, like not just your heart, and but as well as the bones and the joints, and then that compiles. Your body works as a unit. So now if one system starts failing, it actually affects everything.
Yeah, and starts drawing from and putting strain on another.
And you know, a guy or a lady will bend over and pick up a toilet roll and herniate their disc in their back. It wasn't the weight of that toilet roll per se, you know, but it's just years of using your back incorrectly and bending over incorrectly. And those are the kind of things that we can prevent as biokinetic education. We always try to resuscitate, you know, use this form properly so that you can have, like you said, 150 years of a healthy musculoskeletal system.
Because it's not just about lifespan anymore. It's about life. It's about health span. We're hearing that word as a buzzword. And I do think that biokinetics has a very important role to play as far as health span goes and quality of life. Because it doesn't help you granted this 150-year lifespan, but you're miserable. And you could be miserable walking around today and do something about it, you know?
Correct, yeah. And why wouldn't you if you can?
For sure. How, and on that note, where are you? How can people get involved? And perhaps, what would your top tip be to someone just walking around living a half life, really?
So I'm based at the Fit 24, so it's all under SA Biokinetics. I'm also based at Salt Rock Medical.
Oh, you guys out there as well?
It's a gem. So there's such an amazing group of doctors that work there. And if I may say, there's a Dr. Isaacs that works there. Very proactive in, you know, movements and sport medicine. So I'm there literally 3 days a week, and then between there and Fit 24. And then, you know, so preventative medicine will always be at that gem, as you say. So what is your second question?
Just how can people get involved with you, and what would your top tip be for somebody who is maybe living with pain right now, and how, you know, what can they do?
Yeah, so booking an appointment with SA Bio at sabiokinetics.com. My cell phone number is 071-6200-774. We work very much on WhatsApp, and the guys work independently, and then but we all try kind of keep this flow of guys where we can communicate with each other. So like that's like my cell phone number that guys normally would book on with our cards.
Sure.
And then the what people can do for the little ordinary things is to honestly just walk more.
I love that.
Yeah.
Just move more.
Yeah, move more. And you know, if you're gonna park further from the shop, you park further from the shop, you take the stairs instead of the elevator. Those small things actually do make the big difference in your body at the end of the day.
That is a great insight. Move more, that is Matt Payne's message, leaving you with this community message from SA Biokinetics. But if SA Biokinetics is not near you, that's not a problem. Any biokineticist, they are a wonderful group of professionals, and you should certainly visit the biokineticist near you. Thank you so much for your time, Matt. Thank you for shedding a little bit of light on this progressive profession, and we look forward to having you in the studio very soon again.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
With that, let's get you moving. Eddie Grant coming your way. Do You Feel My Love?